This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's fintech is going to ease the lives of people globally. Addressing a special global fintech fest, GFF 2024 in Mumbai, Mr. Modi said India's fintech adoption is unmatched in speed and scale, and half of the world's real-time digital transactions happen in India.
Pichle 10 saal mein, fintech space mein $31 billion se zyada ka nivesh hua hai. हमारे फिनटेक स्टार्टअप्स में 500% वृद्धि हुई है. सस्ते मोबाइल फोन, सस्ते डेटा और जीरो बैलेंस जनधन बैंक खातों ने भारत में कमाल कर दिया है.
The Prime Minister said fintech has played a significant role in democratizing financial services. He added that digital transactions have diminished the menace of parallel economy and has increased transparency in the banking system. Mr. Modi said the transformation brought about by fintech in India is not limited to just technology. He said the social impact of these initiatives is far-reaching. The Prime Minister also visited the GFF exhibition showcasing the latest innovations of the fintech landscape. Speaking on the occasion, Governor of the Reserve Bank of India, Shaktikanta Das, opined that India now stands on the cusp of a transformation where technology will be the engine to meet aspirations of every citizen. Prime Minister Modi will later inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects in Palghar. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. It aims to establish a world-class maritime gateway that will boost the country's trade and economic growth by catering to large container vessels, offering deeper drafts and accommodating ultra-large cargo ships. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the era of uninterrupted dialogue with Pakistan is over, underlining that actions have consequences. Dr. Jaishankar stated this during a book launch in New Delhi. He said India is not passive with regard to dealing with Pakistan, and New Delhi will react whether events take a positive or a negative direction. India and China have decided to uphold peace and tranquility on the ground in border areas. Both the countries have reiterated that restoration of peace and tranquility and respect for line of actual control, LAC, are the essential basis for restoration of normalcy in bilateral relations. The 31st meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs was held yesterday in Beijing. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the two sides had an open, constructive and forward-looking exchange of views on the situation along the LAC to narrow down the differences and find an early resolution of the outstanding issues. The Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is currently underway in New Delhi today to seek views and suggestions from various stakeholders. According to the Lok Sabha Secretariat, All India Sunni Jamiatul Ulama of Mumbai and Indian Muslims for Civil Rights of New Delhi will put forth their views before the committee today. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal, had invited views and suggestions from stakeholders including the public, NGOs, experts and institutions. Ramdas Soren, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM MLA from Ghatshila, today replaced Champai Soren in the Hemant Soren cabinet. The governor, Santosh Kumar Gangwar, administered the oath of post and secrecy to Ramdas Soren at a simple function in Raj Bhavan, Ranchi. On the occasion, Chief Minister Hemant Soren and other dignitaries were present. Moody's Ratings, the New York-based global rating agency, has raised its real GDP growth projections for India. It has forecast a robust 7.2% growth for the fiscal year 2024, up from a previous estimate of 6.8% for 2024. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurated the state-of-the-art Sports Academy, Sports Complex and Sports University on the occasion of National Sports Day at Rajgir yesterday. The sports complex is also equipped with a 24-bed hospital with modern treatment facilities for sports injuries. And with that, we end this news bulletin.